Blog Talk Radio.
Sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Eddie Miav, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful, yes, indeed, very thankful to the Most High, the opportunity to be back with you here again, speak these very precious words Most High has granted me for the blessing of his people. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me, that for him, for his purpose, there's some very important things that I must do. He told me because of what I must do, he said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. He told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, I would have his protection, his guidance. For that, I am utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. The Most High has promised that in the gift of His Spirit, all things done in the darkness shall surely come to the light. The Most High has promised that by His Spirit, for those who would operate to perceive the truth beyond all the contentions of this world, Holy Spirit has declared, yes, my brothers and sisters, the gift of the Holy Spirit declares the people of the Most High who petition for that Spirit must seek the Most High to be true to Him in all things He has decreed. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, that we must, by the power of Yah, beyond the pretentious ideals of the nations and rulers who would hide the truth, we must seek the power of the Spirit for the remembrance of all things. Deliverance, my brothers and sisters, from the snares of all the misconceits that have divided mankind. For the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it, even unto the rebuke of all that is sin. And blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will understand it. Because again, many are the lies that men have taught. Many are the illusions and lies that men have taught to hide some of the greatest truths. The Most High said that He would bring all things to remembrance by His Spirit. Most High's promise. The Messiah Himself comes for the restitution, remembrance, the restoration of the knowledge of all things. According to all that He has spoken with the mouth of His holy prophets since the world began. Scripture says it's come to pass, those who will not hearken, that cumulative word of the Most High, the restored righteousness. It said that soul should be cut off from among the people. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. We live in a world that today is vastly divided. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, not because men have believed the truth, that we see a world contentiously divided along the lines of so many diverse allegiances. It is not because men have in all things been true to the righteousness of Yah, a full, complete, and pure, perfect righteousness of Yah that was decreed by the gospel. Gospel mandate, my brothers and sisters, is that all should be taught and all must learn concerning all things the Most High. Even, my brothers and sisters, concerning all things. Messiah has commanded. He said, go forth and teach. Meaning those who would follow Him must also learn. Go forth and teach all the nations. Baptizing. How about making them initiates unto a higher truth? Convert the nations. Or cause the nations to be changed. Shifted in the way that they have perceived what is acceptable. Teach them an entirely different, even a blessed from the beginning value system with which the Most High can be honored and pleased. Convert, he said, all the nations. It does not mean that all the nations remain as they are. It doesn't mean that the hearts who believe should remain as they are. It to convert all nations, that they should be taught everything that Yah, even Messiah, will command. Baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Make them pure, complete, and one. After the Spirit, my brothers and sisters, to make the Father and the Son one. And this, the scriptures tell us, you understand the covenant the Most High gave to his servant Abraham will be a blessing to all nations. It is time, my brothers and sisters, that we must awaken to discern the truth. Time has come, my brothers and sisters, that we must awaken, discern the greater righteousness of Yah. For the scriptures tell us that those who believe lies shall be damned. The nations of the world were already divided when the gospel went forth. Were they divided, my brothers and sisters, because men have believed the truth? Think about it. Nations are divided today, my brothers and sisters, not because men have all discerned what is the Holy Covenant. Nations today are divided not because men have been true in allegiance to the one Savior of peace alone. Men among the nations, all saying that they, so many, saying that they are true to the one author of salvation, have been contentiously divided by false pride because men have believed the lies, my brothers and sisters, even the unrighteousness of many ungodly rulers who taught the masses to trust in what can only be false covenants. Why? Did they ever bring forth peace? Think about it. Earth was meant to be ruled only by the one who created it. How dare men say that after most of the partial standards, they have been true to him who creates so much perfection. Purity and completion offers one choice, my brothers and sisters. Many of the standards of men of whole have upheld, have neither been pure, nor have they been complete. Isaiah 48th chapter speaks of Messiah and his return, saying, you're sworn by his name, but not in truth. Not in truth, nor unto all that is righteousness. If all sought all the pure and perfect truth, unto the fullness of all that is divine righteousness, missing nothing, the people would not be divided after a multitude of contentious rulers among the nations. Think about it. Gospel went forth. The gospel of the one king went forth to all the nations. It was not that men remained deceived after the variant misruling political, social, national, cultural, social, pseudo-religious misconceits of men. No, my brothers and sisters, not by any means. Not in being converted unto the Spirit, and by the Spirit, unto the will of one. Think about it. It's amazing how rulers of the nation will convince the people that think in every nation that they are righteous, though it's politicians so often, men who are willing to compromise against true faith, compromise after the multitude of diverse ideals seeming wise to
status quo, divisiveness, and differences of men. So often, my brothers and sisters, like I said, the rulers of the nations have convinced people to think of themselves as righteous, though as politicians, they could never be wholly true. The perfect will of the One Most High. Yet, my brothers and sisters, for as much as men might seek to compromise, hypocrisize, and so often because of this, fall to mass misrepresentations, it's time we understand that only a standard wholly true unto Yah who does not change can be Savior. Most High will not, I repeat, will not sign his name upon a contract or a covenant that he himself did not write. Foolish is the man who believes he can presume whatever he will. Put upon it what men think is the name of the Most High and believe after the caricatures, the idols that they create, that somehow they could be delivered. Did you hear me, brothers and sisters? Many are they who believe, but they, after they gather an interpretation of Scripture that suits their own ideals or suits what they feel, they can market to men. They put the name on titles that seem holy unto men upon their own ideals. So often are these entirely diverse one against another, and men have actually believed that after such devices, they have promised men in so doing peace. Simply is not possible, brothers and sisters, because in all such as this, there is no mutual understanding. So the reason why the Scripture says concerning the gospel at Romans 15:4 to around 18, all that is written of old is for our learning, that we through patience and faith in the Scriptures might have hope, that we all might be like-minded. And finally, even goes as far as to say that all the nations, even all the Gentiles, might be obedient. Made obedient in word and deed. Obedient to what, my brothers and sisters? Whatever seems wise, after they're already pre-existent orientations? Well, how about all nations, even all the Gentile nations, being made obedient to what was formerly written of old? Which the, for instance, Apostle Shaul must have been advocating, else he would not have spoken of such in the first place. Meaning that his words must have been established upon, again, still, what from the beginning was that former foundation. All that was written in the law and the prophets. Messiah said himself, whoever would deny the law and the prophets in any way, causing men to fall victim to contentions of their various rulers. Whoever, my brothers and sisters, falls victim to this or would devise that men remain victimized after such folly. Say, there shall no case enter the kingdom of Yah, and they are guilty even under hellfire because they've established standards that would divide mankind rather than heal mankind unto the will of one. Scripture says, if a man sin willfully, how about turn away from the opportunity unto pure, perfect truth? To establish a lesser standard, then. Says, Scripture says in Hebrews 10:26-31, there's no more sacrifice for such a man, whereby he might be forgiven of his sins, for he is insulted the spirit of grace. The gift, not brothers and sisters, of the Spirit is not under just seeking partial perception of the truth. and seeking the whole truth, that if all had access to it, reasonable men could agree together as one. Think about Colossians, my brothers and sisters. It's time we think about this. I mean, dare men believe the true gospel sent from above is plagued with the infestations, the intrusions of worldly lies? I repeat, dare men believe the true gospel sent from above is plagued with the infestations of worldly lies that inhabit this world below? Think about it. Colossians 1, beware lest any man beguile you after the principles of the world, and not after Messiah, if you will, Shiloh the Kurdi, the one unto whom all nations are to gather, one out of the tribe of Judah that is promised and should be the expectation of us all. Look at Genesis 49:10-12. I want you to think about it. Scripture says, beware lest any man beguile you after the prince of the world, not after the Most High. Beware then lest any man beguile you to perceive the mandates of Yah after the constraints of worldly men. Read Colossians closely and understand what it means. It said you must be led by him, made complete by him. Baptized, it means to follow. I didn't say men, but him. How can men follow after the filth of this world and expect to be made clean? Makes absolutely no sense to even believe so. 2 Thessalonians talks about the intrusion of the powers of perdition. Believe me, the nations of this world having been established upon an alternate foundation and not the truth, that is the word from the beginning, have been established upon deviation. The infirmity, the misconceits of men. We were talking about the intrusion of the powers of perdition right there to take control right there in the midst of the churches, as if ungodly men, lawless men, men who are blind men not to discern their iniquities, sit right there in the midst of your temples and your churches, as if, let's just say, masquerading and deceiving men to believe they were godly, as if they were true to all the Most High has declared. Scripture says the Messiah himself must come to expose this pretense. Because all who believe these lies, these misrepresentations, these lies against the holy name, did not say they'd be saved. Said they'd be damned. Trust me, my brothers and sisters, the mandate of the Most High was that all should seek the whole truth of Yah, that none be deceived. He said, watch out for false prophets. Say, go forth and teach all nations that they must learn then everything that he has commanded. If all sought the whole truth, false testimony, false prophets, false covenants could not have taken control of the minds and hearts of men and would not have sustained control over the minds and hearts of men. Messiah said, watch out for false prophets. The same thing as watch out for any man's falling short of the mark, testimony. For no such testimony, my brothers and sisters, that has no power to unify mankind in the will of Yah. No such testimony, my brothers and sisters, is the gospel. The gospel, the very words mean the whole, complete, pure word of Yah. Transcended the flesh, even if you will, unto the conversion of the flesh after the will of the Spirit that teaches all things. You need to understand the principle that salvation is not the people wounded, divided, and contentious in their ignorance, but people being destroyed, contentious, unable to agree for lack of knowledge. The gospel, my brothers and sisters, is the teaching of the fullness of all the Most High is required. What the scripture said, the secret things belonging unto Yah, those things he has revealed belong to us and to our children, and an obligation that we preserve them forever. Scripture told us in advance that all these things will be brought to our remembrance when we're brought back from the midst of all the blindness that men have trusted among the nations. Read Deuteronomy 29:29 through about 38. It talks about the restoration of a covenant when Israel is awakened beyond all the misconceits, the blinding standards that have divided the nations, and when the Most High himself, the Messiah, to write, describe, teach, elucidate the law of the Most High, the gospel upon the minds and the hearts. He said, then we'd be restored as a covenant, as his people. You need to understand what that means. Let me reiterate then, my brothers and sisters, that the covenant is not restored while men are yet double-minded after the devices of the nations. The covenant with Yah is restored when all discern the truth beyond the provocations of the nations, that we all might become, in the eyes of the Most High, perfect, complete work. Beyond all the mockeries and misrepresentations of men. Look at the book of Jacob, they call it James 1:1-9, and understand exactly what I'm talking about. I pray the Most High that he grants his spirit upon those who would listen. But pray the Most High grant his spirit upon the hearts and the minds and the souls, even granting strength, his strength and courage, to those who discern that for holy name's sake they must seek all that is the word. Think about it. The scripture said it's the obligation of his people to preserve that which Yah declared forever. When did men ever think the gospel, the saving word, it awakens the hearts of men beyond all the misconceits of man, was ever anything less? Most High told me directly. He said that any time man is subject to any conscience less than that of Yah himself, seeks to be guided by access to anything less than the fullness of all the Most High would reveal that his people might agree. He told me the end result, my brothers and sisters, is not peace, but trouble, contentions, tribulation. The preservation, my brothers and sisters, of what is the damnations of the whole world. Think about the word damnation, what it really means. It means separated from Yah. Not true to the fullness of his will. How about, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says those who believe lies should be damned. Well, lies act as obstacles against men discerning the whole truth, the greater dimension of the truth of Yah. Those who believe lies, those who trust in that which is an obstacle to men's understanding, can never, my brothers and sisters, be in all things made whole. It's time we understand what those scriptures says in 2 Thessalonians when it says, those who believe lies shall be damned. Enemy, think about this. Like we said so many times before, early church did not call themselves Christians. What they did call themselves was illegal in Rome. And it was the expectation of one who would expose all the unrighteousness of all the kings, proving them foolish and far from the righteousness of Yah. Even in the expectation of brothers and sisters of one who himself, in the authority of the name of the Most High, would rule, give righteous rule, justice, and peace to the world. But my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that the rulers of ancient pagan Rome could have nothing of it. They wanted to preserve men's allegiances to the divide and conquer confusing tactics of those who would uphold everything but the will of one. And they compel men to believe that the law that should be abolished in a man's conversion is the law of the Most High, which cannot be divided. They said it's the law of the Most High. It does not conflict or disagree, not from the beginning to all eternity. And they said that's the law that men somehow are free of by grace. The grace of Yah, my brothers and sisters, is the gift of truth that heals the hearts and minds of men who are rational beyond the lies the deceits that divide rather than heal the hearts of men. The law of this world is to preserve men's multitudes of misopinions. The law of this world is to preserve the variant differences that men still choose to call wise, even though they do not agree. The law of this world is that oftentimes the society we live in compel men to oblige ideals completely unlawful before the scriptures, even compel men to give their allegiance to the preservation of these massive contradictions, as if a system that upholds the massive contradictions has been true to the grace, the gift of truth, that Yah himself knows the only hope of global healing. What is a system, my brothers and sisters, that says there will always be contentions, constant debate, constant hypocrisy, never an agreement? Because it has mandated the preservation of so many entirely opposing views. This world, my brothers and sisters, is many diverse nations under many diverse rulerships, not because men have been true under Yah as he is, but because men have been beguiled by many misrepresentations, because men have been deceived to trust in the, if you will, my brothers and sisters, testimony of an other. It's not the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, that taught these avaricious differences. Not the Spirit of Yah that taught men to perceive falsely what the scriptures have said. It's not the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, that's kept men blind not to be able to perceive the vision. It's the illusions, my brothers and sisters. There are a whole lot of, like I said, lies the Most High told me that this world is told to blind men not to perceive the greater dimension of the truth. So he told me, he said, whatever you see from these people, whatever you hear from these people, whatever you read from these people, always, before you're willing to surmise these concepts that men have called wise, before you call them wise, he told me, think about it. 45,000 differences can't be true to the will of one. Must be damnation, must be deceitful devices. Most of the time, whatever you hear, see, or read, or anything else from men, said, check it out with him first. Or he said, somebody will make a fool. He said, somebody will make a fool of you. It's always more to be discerned, my brothers and sisters, to see beyond delusion. Like I said, leaders only giving you part of the truth, not all. Leave men so quickly be beguiled, not discerning what it means. The scripture says you must put upon yourself the whole armor of Yah. Means partial testimony, my brothers and sisters, are the devices of destruction. Besides, didn't give his life, Most High receive an imperfect offering, but after his spirit, after the workmanship of his spirit, the scripture says, that we might be made complete unto all good works. Look at Ephesians in a second. So we must be his workmanship unto all good works, which Yah's foreordained. Think about it. The Holy Spirit brings forth a complete work. Mind and the conscience that agrees in all things with Yah. That when another soul comes along, that is also discerned that truth, they would agree. But men sought to establish their own so-called temples. Somebody feeling like they have to have something that they use to distinguish themselves, but far from the truth. And the end result of brothers and sisters never been peace. I want you to think about it. In declaring the sovereign rule of only one king, the sovereign ruler of the only King, only Most High and His Savior. The going forth of the gospel under the guise of the Holy Spirit revealed a very shocking truth to this world entire. That since the fall, this is what was said to all the nations, since the fall in so many ways have the many nations been divided, even therefore damned, certainly not saved, certainly not made one, divided by having been beguiled and seduced under allegiance to someone's blinded, presumptuous pretense of unrighteousness, lawlessness, impurity, incomplete, and oftentimes rebellious standards against the righteousness of Yah. Again, if all the rulers were true to Yah, would the differences exist? Do you think the grace of Yah, my brothers and sisters, is not a law of truth? The grace of Yah is that in an indiscriminate world, he gives you a sense of what is the absolute. Grace of Yah is a gift of discretion. You might see beyond all the wiles of the devil. And believe me, the scriptures tell us in so many ways, we read Ephesians 6 in the context of Isaiah 59, you know what the wiles of the devil are? All these nations with all these various different rulers compelling men to become stagnant, refusing to hear the greater counsel of Yah himself. Read Isaiah 30 and understand. Read Isaiah 30 and understand what it means in context of Isaiah 29, Isaiah 28. How about Exodus? You should have no other God, no other standard but his, and his standard is a perfect one. So you should not take his name in vain. You should not cast his name upon any man's immature misconceptions. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. I want you to think about it. Pray the Most High opens the minds of our people to understand. The diverse forms of blind self-righteousness which men have trusted, partial standards men have trusted, polluted therefore standards men have trusted, so oftentimes they believe lies to preserve the pollution, and not only pollution, but also the perversion, the lies they've taught. Like I said, Messiah gave his life to put away sin. Not that divisions against his sovereignty be preserved. The diverse forms of self-blind self-righteousness which men have trusted under many contentious kings is not the righteousness of Yah. It is not the result of men having been submissive to believe and obey the gospel. Yah will not concede the sanctity of his name after the misrule of another. I want you to think about it. Matthew 4 and 4 says, man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yah. Has every man looked for the whole truth? Matthew 5, 14 through 24 says, if you allow anybody to trick you to turn against the law and the prophets, to seek anything less, fall and become blind at the contentions of your various rulers. I'm paraphrasing, but that's what it means. It says you should in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. You were subject to other kings if you were functioning after what the scripture calls strife and divisions. At first, so if there's any strife and divisions among us, because we're worldly. So man, my brothers and sisters, say he trusts in the variant misrule of all the nations and says he's been true to the one king. Think again. 7:13-28, like I said, it's a watch out for false prophets. If they don't teach you to look and seek for the whole word of Yah, shall they compel you to believe that in all things you are worthy? When so often if the truth were to come up beyond what is common to your reason, the chances are so many immediately rebel. It's time to wake up, my brothers. It truly is. Say, go forth and teach all nations everything. Didn't say partial standards would unite them. Consider, my brothers and sisters, like I said, Isaiah 28. It's a shocking thing to look at what it says. Scripture actually talks about Messiah coming, declaring an exceeding standard which most had not the foundations upon which to comprehend. Sylvia, terror, vexation for men to understand this report. Men coming, coming, they have to realize the standards they've been taught of Mother Nation were by no wise sufficient a foundation to comprehend the greater words that he would speak. Said his truth will be related so powerfully and strongly. It will cast away a refuge of lies. It would be a terror for men to understand the report, but what they thought was sufficient was far from it. An exceeding word would do that. How the men so often only, let's say they tend to be contented, not with seeking the whole truth, but many forms of fatal flattery. Desires to believe the idolatries of their minds and hearts. Presumptuous imaginings of their minds and hearts are somehow wise. Isaiah 28 says Messiah, when he comes, is going to expose, shock a whole world to find out that all the standards that men have upheld were far from sufficient. The nation of the earth resisted that knowledge 2,000 years ago. I said they resisted. The rulers resisted men coming to that knowledge of that level of realization 2,000 years ago. They murdered millions in the first centuries of the dispensation. Silenced those who began to awaken to the truth. The end result, my brothers and my sisters, I said the end result of this victimization and treachery has not been a covenant with Yah, brothers and sisters, but every deviant who would defy the true knowledge of the righteousness of Yah. So the scriptures tell us in Isaiah 29, it's going to be like a hungry man that dreams that he is drinking, dreams that he is eating. When he awakes, he finds he's hungry and famished. Thought what he got was sufficient and nourishing. Find out it is not. Isaiah 30 said, what are those who take counsel but not from Yah? Most I told me if you want to take counsel from someone else. No. It's very much like what the scripture says in Isaiah 30. This worship is in vain. He said, not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. What it really means, my brothers and sisters, don't be so quick to follow everything that you hear. Like I told you, most I told me, whatever you see, hear, or read from men, check it out with him first. Or somebody foolish will make a fool of you. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. Isaiah 19 talks about the drying up of the rivers. Isaiah 44 through 45 talks about that drying up of the rivers in the context of a metaphor. It has to do with how the rivers were dried up that the people of the Most High might cross out from the land of bondage, dry shod. But I have you to understand something else. One scripture says the spirit or the conscience of the rulers shall fail in the midst thereof. Many of the Most High leave the rulers without counsel. All the more so without counsel than they've ever been. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, men will begin to realize the irrationality of what they hear and see. And some will seek to be free, to discern what otherwise they would not. Isaiah 19 speaks of this. Isaiah 44 speaks of this. Most High will have to prove foolish the wisdom of the wise before he establishes his kingdom. Malachi said, you must discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. That you prepare for the one called the Son of Righteousness who arises, who casts out the darkness and reveals the light. How many even understand anything about what those scriptures are actually saying? Well, the world sought not to see the reality. They all will come and all shall see the glorious light, honorable, truth, acceptable unto Yah. Like I said, the prophecies, Isaiah 28, for instance, says Messiah will lay be like one who is laying, who is laid as a firestone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation, that all the alternate perceptions of man might be recognized as an infirmity. Scripture says Messiah will come, said he's just heard of a consumption that is determined upon the whole world. If the nations recognize or choose to recognize the folly of their ways, they might change. Or do we not look around to us today and see the pollutions of all the misconceits, false and pagan traditions, a world over, still behind the doors of the churches and behind the pulpits upon which men have exalted themselves to look down upon men? Who will discern what Satan's seat is, my brothers and sisters? He said they would sit right there in the temple, in the churches, that claim to be the temples of the living God. The rulers of the earth have for ages done all they could, like the scripture said, Most High told me they would do. Because the rulers of the earth have for ages done all they could to fatally flatter the minds of men, that they have continually remained blinded and refused to discern the promised latter-day revelation of the truth. The truth that will prove foolish to the wisdom of all the nations. Scripture says, in that day the cities of the nations will fall when the truth is revealed. We've talked about how the keys to discerning the door to the kingdom are at Revelation 16:12-21, 25:1-3-10. Keys understood on my website, taught, preached on my website, hiddengospel.com, Secret City Prophecies, Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation, the Gospel of Shiloh, 70, Tribulation 70-365 AD. You need those. Hiddengospel.com, my brothers and sisters. You need them. Many, my brothers and sisters, don't realize how much they do. Because they are words of truth that are contained in the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation, and without them, no man is made whole. All I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, is this. The illusions that partialities and pollutions are somehow viable unto Yah has been a mass illusion unto the damnations of many. Many snares which have deceived, divided, made self-righteous, after false righteousness of the soul of men. But there's but one Savior. Many snares, like I said, brothers and sisters, therefore have deceived the souls of men. With one Savior, one pure and perfect truth. Everything else, my brothers and sisters, is petty vanity. Besides, not give his life, the gift of truth be lied against. Grace and truth. The word for grace also relates to gift. Messiah did not give his life, the gift of truth, be lied against and despised. But the rational man might receive this refining grace, this refining gift of truth, under higher discretion, and after a pure and perfect word from above, let's just say all the sin, divisions, deceitfulness of men that have made men contentious. Listen to me. Why are the nations divided? Because men have been beguiled to trust in the unrighteousness of some foolish ruler. Do I need to repeat that? The world is divided because men have been damnedly deceived, not true to the will of one, but deceived to remain from the day they were born, trusting in some misconceit that has been taught by hypocritical misrulers. Time we see the reality. Time to discern what is real. Said before, there's but one Savior. Messiah did not give his life the gift of truth, the grace of truth, be lied against. In fact, the scriptures say, whoever perverts the grace of Yah. The book of Judah. Will pervert the grace of Yah. It's counted as unbelief. Hey, it's not faith in Yah that you only want to believe part of the truth. So, what are you talking about? If the gift of Yah is truth, then understand, since truth cannot deny truth, that wherever it is men have alternate perceptions, it's because of the intrusions of somebody's misconceived. 45,000 denominations say there's a whole lot of lies there that must be overcome. Whoever will not seek that it be so is not an ally of the Most High, but the servant of another. No man is saved from the lie by the lie, my brothers and sisters. No man proves love for Yah by preferring to speak the illusion. Therefore, there will surely come a great distress, even a great revolution, upon all the nations. It's prophesied in advance. You need to discern what it means. The scripture says in the book of Luke, there'll be signs of the sun, moon, and stars, and earth distress among nations. Confusion at the roaring of the sea and waves. In other words, people oftentimes are called like the sea, like the seas. Men beginning to wake up, my brothers and sisters, revolution at the word of a revelation. Men in distress, because they suddenly begin to realize that none of this confusion and only absolution is the salvation of man. It says an upheaval in some texts which takes the life out of men and causes men to lose heart. Because some people, not discerning how much they should have sought to grow, will be greatly distressed when they find out the rulers have taught them nothing. And many not knowing how to seek the greater truth beyond those that they relied upon, men that they relied upon. Truth said there'd be great distress among the nations and the expectation of things which are coming to pass on earth upon them, if you, I hope you understand it, them who are worldly, those who are indiscriminate, those who had no love of the truth. For the deceitful powers of rulers, they put down powers of the heavens. Where for heaven that's many times Shemayim relates those who rule on high. They're the powers of the heavens. Now how about this, my brothers and sisters? The ruling authority that is in this world should be exposed as having not been in all things wise. Most High told me, the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What they think they know, not giving all things consideration, the Most High said, is that is not wisdom at all. What about this, my brothers and sisters? The scripture that tells us, if we're wise, scriptures tell us, that we should know that in resisting the Most High, men are like potsherds, broken pots, arguing against one another because they did not seek his command. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, when they hear a word sent from the Most High. They recognize it. I would only tell you, my brothers and sisters, it is very wise for those discerning the truth to support this ministry. Because my brothers and sisters, here, if you examine all the resources granted, you'll find you can learn things here you won't read or hear anywhere else. Yes, my brothers and sisters, you won't hear anywhere else in the world. But who are those willing to understand it and discern? But they may discern it is so. Did they teach you the secret city prophecies, my brothers and sisters? If they teach you the faith that Rome called illegal until they came up with this thing they call Christianity, and to preserve their unrighteousnesses, as in the expectation of the one who will bring forth absolution, the Kurdish Shah, King of the East, the Shashan Shah, the King of Kings, the one whom the scripture says will expose all the unrighteousness of all the rulers, that all nations shall seek his exceeding light, even that all nations shall seek him. Got a question. Do you really believe the gift of Yah is deceit? As if to say the deceit will be the firmity of his kingdom. What does scripture say? The remnant of Israel will speak no lies, do no iniquity, no inequity. There will be none to harm them. Means that Israel as a people, the people of Yah, shall dwell securely. When not only Israel, but all nations know the truth and know that they should submit to it. When will we all become much more wise? That to realize that if man is subject to any form of treachery after the misconceits of men, it is damning failure. It's only, my brothers and sisters, in coming to that which the Most High himself has sealed, that the word of truth is truly restored, that it be maintained. The gospel demanded whatever is written of old is for our learning, that we through patience and faith in the scriptures might have hope. Whatever is written of old is for our learning. Secret things belong unto Yah, but those things which he has revealed belong to us. They're an obligation of us, for us all to seek them and preserve them. Secret things belong unto Yah, but those things which he has revealed belong to an obligation unto us. Yes, my brothers and sisters, even henceforth, 90 forever, seconds. Secret things belong unto Yah, but those things which he has revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that there might be a law of peace that preserves us. Why the nations, my brothers and sisters, today still yet divided? Because men have been beguiled and seduced after the intrusions of men and trust the contentions of those who have masqueraded in misrepresentation.
60 seconds.
Holding, rather than the truth of Yah, some manner of deceitful unrighteousness. It is they whom are brothers and sisters unto whom the Most High will reveal himself that will have power to discern beyond the folly, the treachery, carnal seduction that has been a blinder and a snare unto the destruction of so many for so very long. For as much as lies have wounded this world and divided it, the brothers and sisters, only the truth that can heal and bless it. And blesses every soul, wherever he might be, elective Yah who will hear. I say, my brothers and sisters, I thank the Most High for every year that he brings near. A great revolution, a great revolution is coming. I thank the Most High for every year that he brings near until his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah! Thank you all. I thank you all again for hearing. For faith comes by hearing again a word of salvation, a word even from the mouth of Yah himself.